Greetings once again, Lenten pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob, coming to you from the broadcasting studios in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. And this is your 13th episode of our Lenten daily devotion. And check this out. It's March, people. It's March 1st. The last time I think I thought about the date, it was the end of January. So I don't know where February went, but let's celebrate March. Amen? Because that's the moment we're in. We're in our third week of Lent, what they call our second full week. And our theme for this week for Mary Alice Mulligan is Jesus, our companion. Jesus, our companion. So we're going to read a little scripture, three verses specifically from the Gospel of Mark. We're going to hear some of Mary Alice Mulligan's insights. We're going to listen to a poem by one of our early favorites, Mary Oliver. And we're going to have a prayer. Now, that's a good day right there. So everything else that happens today is called spiritual gravy. Amen. There's nothing better than turning right to the Word of God and letting God speak to us. As we remember, as we open our Bibles, that's our invitation for God to enter in. That's how we do it. You open that Bible, God's going to show up. Now, the next trick is to let Him in and to let the Spirit read with you. In fact, read to you and teach you. So let's see how that works. We're going to read from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 32. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 32. Let us hear the word of God. The apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and what they had taught. Then Jesus said, "Let's get away from the crowds for a while and rest." That's Jesus. Let's get away from the crowds for a while and rest. There were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. They left by boat for a quieter spot. Probably never noticed the beginning of the story of the feeding of the 5,000 in Mark. That is the beginning of the story. The disciples have returned from their quote-unquote mission trip that Jesus has sent them on, and they experienced great things, great power on that trip. And when they had come back and were so excited about all they had done, Jesus says, "Let's get away and rest." That's a very important message for us. So they left by boat for a quieter spot. I mean, they just didn't go into the house and take a nap. They left for a quieter spot. So important in our spiritual lives. One of the most important lessons Jesus teaches us, and one of the most under-talked about, right? The resting part, the quiet spot part. Here's Mary Alice Mulligan's comments. She says, "Earlier in this chapter, Jesus sends out the disciples to teach and heal. Then we hear about the beheading of John the Baptizer. Without any kind of break, the disciples return to Jesus, effervescing with the success of all they have done and taught. Jesus encourages them to come away, taking them to an isolated place to rest. What a wonderful little break. Jesus knows that after dramatic new responsibilities, anyone needs time to rejuvenate. Even we need rest if we have been stretching our faith life. When Jesus calls us to a new task, He also expects us to find time and place to rest. Mary Alice Mulligan offers us a little story, emphasizes this point. She says, Marilyn was a new mission co-worker, and she was on fire for the Lord when she went to serve in Mexico. She had almost no discretionary income, so her diet every day was what people donated, rice and beans, something she had never eaten much in her previous life. Week after week, she ate a monotonous diet of rice and beans. Then, one day, a pickup truck arrived at her trailer. The driver called out, I don't have any money to give to the mission, but I have some day-old bread and a few jars of peanut butter. I think God wanted me to bring them here. Well, it was as if Jesus had called her to come away and rest, feast on her favorite food, peanut butter sandwiches. Amen. You see, God works in mighty ways when we give God some quiet time and space. Make that time available. But God's not resting. Mary Alice Mulligan has a couple of reflection questions for us today to either make notes on or keep in our mind and in our heart to reflect upon us during this Lent. She asks this. Remember, this is about getting honest. Speaking to myself. Are you a person who neglects taking care of yourself? Are you a person who neglects taking care of yourself? And this one, the follow-up. Can you write about a time Jesus led you to rest? Is there a time in your life, maybe even recent, maybe years ago, when Jesus led you to rest? Write about that. Today's poem is from Mary Oliver, and it's called Morning Poem. So I don't know when you're listening to the devotion today, but I think you'll relate to it no matter what time you do. This is Morning Poem. I'll read it through twice by Mary Oliver. Every morning, the world is created. Under the orange sticks of the sun, the heaped ashes of the night turn into leaves again and fasten themselves to the high branches. And the ponds appear like black cloth on which are painted islands of summer lilies. If it is your nature to be happy, you will swim away along the soft trails for hours, your imagination alighting everywhere. And if your spirit carries within it the thorn that is heavier than lead, if it's all you can do to keep on trudging, there is still somewhere deep within you, a beast shouting that the earth is exactly what it wanted. Each pond with its blazing lilies is a prayer heard and answered lavishly every morning, whether or not you have ever dared to be happy, whether or not you have ever dared to pray. Morning Poem by Mary Oliver. Every morning the world is created. Under the orange sticks of the sun, the heaped ashes of the night turn into leaves again and fasten themselves to the high branches. And the ponds appear like black cloth on which are painted islands of summer lilies. If it is your nature to be happy, you will swim away along the soft trails for hours, your imagination alighting everywhere. And if your spirit carries within it the thorn that is heavier than lead, if it's all you can do to keep on trudging, there is still somewhere deep within you, a beast shouting that the earth is exactly what it wanted. Each pond with its blazing lilies is a prayer heard and answered lavishly every morning, whether or not you have ever dared to be happy, whether or not you have ever dared to pray. Let us pray. Holy God, you are our welcoming guide. Thank you for providing nourishment for our hungry bodies and rest when our new tasks make our souls weary. Amen.